Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Wood reaches second base with a double. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Gisto reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hammock pinch hits for Raleigh Naylor. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hammock now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and O'Neill is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing left field. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to first to double up Galloway. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammock strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Perkins for a passed ball. Sewell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wood moves to second. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gisto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-3 in the game. Morton bunts towards the mound. Hamock fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. Welch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Welch. Evans goes all the way around to score. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. Stevenson is safe on the error. Wamsgans scores. Stevenson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 10-0, Indians. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Jim Sullivan. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. Young moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Young steals third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Miller reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Welch moves to third. It's 10-3, Indians. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Eckert now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-3 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Charlie Eckert. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.